Fucking obviously BD Block Diaries episode 6. We've had to do this 3 f***ing times now. Thank God this might be the last one. Episode 6.
Yeah, you need to relax, man. Watch your
time. Shut your mouth, man. Sharp.
Yeah, let's go. Let's do that.
My name's Eds, E-D-S-S. Yeah, yeah, lemon pepper, all that shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Introduce yourselves, man.
I said lemon pepper, all that shit.
Yeah, see.
It's your boy D, main guy.
Come on, your boy, MJCC, win this.
Alright, so, what we put on the blocks? What we put on the diary today?
Yeah, you're bugging today, bro.
Shut up, man.
Unprofessional.
He's my making me rass and I'm a zoot, fam.
No, one's making me do anything.
I'm making you rass.
I mean, you got a sickness, bro.
Relax, shut up, man.
You need to go see your doctor, bro. Unprofessional.
That's crazy. Oh, both of you man are sex addicts. So now what?
Oh, my. How can you tell a virgin he's a sex addict? How does that make sense?
I'm a virgin.
What's the man that said, oh, I don't care, I just wanted to beat? Who's that man then? What does that make you?
Are you talking to Marcico or are you talking to me?
I'm talking to the guy who said it.
So you're talking to Marcico then? That's crazy.
Yeah, you're dead. Do you know why you're dead as well? Yeah. If I recall.
Wait, why am I dead? I'm talking about that dude.
Bro, this guy's dead, man. Oh, I don't know how you've not owned up to his sins.
That's sick of him. Oh my days. Marcin, that's no for another day.
I'm a man of God. Man of God.
Me too.
Yo, that's crazy. You're a man of women as well, but we don't talk about that either.
Definitely not talking to me. 100% not talking to me. Definitely.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
You would.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Don't make me violate you on camera, bro.
Oh, relax, man. Hey, chill out. Because if the guns start letting loose, we'll all die. So let's stay calm.
I'll change the whole topic of this podcast and go on to you, Edwin. Don't do this.
That's not really the podcast.
We will change the whole... Don't do this.
Big man. See that battle? You don't want to come to that battle. Relax. Stay there.
I'll change the topic.
What's wrong with this game? We got a podcast to do. Okay. What's wrong with you?
Okay. Well, we're going to talk about... What are you putting in the diaries today, big man?
It's been beefy at the start.
I fell. You know what's intrigued me recently, yeah? I was watching this one movie, yeah? I'm trying to say, I wasn't even watching it. I remember this one movie. It was about aliens, innit? And then, like, the movie, yeah, was about, like, I think Will Smith was in it. And you know his son? You know the one that's, like, gay now?
Oh, after.
Not even that. It wasn't even that one, bro. It was one where it's just like aliens, innit? But they're masquerading as humans. And high key, they were living on Earth. I forgot what it was. But
sounds
anyway,
like Men in Black, bro.
Huh?
Sounds like Men in Black.
Yeah, that's, man.
If I go find it, I can remember it. Will Smith was in it, and his son was small. I think it was Will Smith. I'm not bugging. Someone black. It must have been someone black.
Are you sure it's not After Earth?
It would. If I knew, I know After Earth, bro. That movie was Pacquiao as well. That movie was government as well.
It's the same thing as well.
No. After Earth is where they left the Earth because the Earth was Pacquiao and they went to some next Earth. It's different, man. Completely different.
Oh, you're talking about the day to die. No, that's the wrong one.
Yeah. Completely different thing. But yeah, nah.
Like, Will Smith and his son.
Yeah. It's about like alien shit or I don't know, something about that. But I know, but I remember. Anyway, the point is, yeah, it's like aliens, isn't it? Like deep what I'm saying. bruv, follow me on this road here. Follow me on this road here. Cause like there was a thing here where the UFOs and that, yeah, that they saw, that they seen, that they seen one, like what's it, the American Pentagon or whatever, they saw one, innit? And like people, I don't know why. Yeah. Why is it that no one's like not gassed but like shocked by this? Like, do you know what I mean, though?
Shocked by what?
Like the theory of like aliens. No, like, do you know what I mean? The Pentagon just released like another UFO thing. And like I don't see that getting much. Get me? Like, why
people
is it
scared, isn't it?
Huh?
People are scared, isn't it?
Of what?
Of the flag. Like that that's real. People in denial. A lot of people like don't believe that there's nothing, but I mean, there has to be something.
But don't you think that's a little bit of like what's it called? Naivety though. Like if you
definitely. I think there has to be something.
Bro, it's mad. Like do you think go on.
I don't think that aliens are real, bro. Like I've actually tell a cap. I don't mind if they're real, innit? They could be real, but I don't think they're here. Like whatever we think that is, that's not aliens, man. I don't think aliens are here.
So what how do you
know? But like in some sort of place, so surely they gotta be there, bro.
Yeah. Like I don't, because like it's probably impossible for there not to be aliens.
You're talking about Independence Day.
Huh?
You're talking about Independence Day.
Nah, it's not independent of my life. It's not. It's a movie. Will Smith and his youth, fam. His youth.
Jaden.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I can't remember. Oh, shit.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's going to have to get better. I'll try next time, man.
I have to. Yeah. I mean, yeah, his son that is proclaimed to be homosexual. Yeah.
Let's say that. Bro, I can't think of any films like that. Whatever, man. We'll get back to it.
But yeah. So what, Marston? What, you don't think what they exist? What?
No. I believe aliens exist, but I don't believe they're here. Like, I don't believe they're on Earth.
Like amongst us.
Yeah, I don't think they're amongst us. Like
nah,
even
nah,
they are. They are.
Why? And if this is the case here, let's say aliens are amongst us. You know, my whole mindset will change from. I would think we're in a simulation, and the reason why I say that is because. Why now? I only live for max 100 years, yeah, and they picked now throughout the whole of time. Do you know how long time is? And they picked now. I can't.
It might just be a thing where it was like, it was just inevitable that one day that they would find each other, like we'd find them, and you just don't like enough to live through that era.
I don't believe it, man.
Nah, man. What? Like, as in, so you're trying to say if they were here, they would have been here by now. Is that what you're trying to say?
Or, like, in the far future, like, I can't wrap my head around it being so, like, I don't know, man. Living the same era which aliens came, I can't wrap my head around that. And this is the same time where technology has just been developed for us for where we can actually even create the concept of aliens and design them and make it put on TV and stuff. Like, it's all too quick. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Like, the space in between like movies and that came out is in the same era where aliens actually came. Like, that just sounds a bit too good to be true. Like, they had all that time, but they picked the one time, the one, like, era where aliens are in movies and they've just been created in movies. That just sounds fake, man. To me, anyway, that sounds fake.
Nah, man. Because I feel like, do you know what it is? I feel like back in the 60s, 50s, yeah. I feel like, honestly, I might be bugging. This might be the bizarre talking, yeah, but bear with me. I bet they came down and now I bet they had, because I've seen these movies, innit? Maybe I'm just, this man, I'm basing all this shit on movies, innit? But I've seen it. I bet they still have that. I bet they still got the ships, the fucking alien organisms, like, you know, when they crash landed and that. And I saw that. I think they still got it and experimenting. See, all these new fancy cars that we get. Where do you think they got these material from? Do you know what I mean? Hey, bruv, you might need to think about this, man. You might not too woke, son. Listen, you need to think about that.
Nah, man. Evolution.
I can't go there with you, bro.
What do you mean you can't go there with me?
Because I'm on the movie still. All right. Because it's that's just natural, like.
But you see them, no, but you see these new, like, bro. No.
Yeah, because bro, you're giving people money like that, and we have technology and stuff.
No, but where do you think they get these materials? These new, like, see, like, Tesla and them man there. You don't think they... you man, is it just me? Am I just chatting shit?
Bro, okay, wait.
I get what you're saying. But then would you also say then, like, a lot of things people say, like, you know, back in the day, like, magic people and, like all this, like, crazy stuff people saw. Some people say, will believe it's aliens. Like, people will tell you, like, Jesus was an alien, for example. I don't agree with that, but, like, that's, like, another thing. People saying they've been living among us for ages and, like, we just never realised.
But, like, even in the Bible, there's some scriptures, they talk about angels coming from the sky. What do you think they're talking about, bro? Aliens, bro!
No, I agree. There's something that's left in life out there. I think it'd be too naive for me to believe that we're the only race out there.
Really, bro. But that's what I'm saying. I think more than that. I think they're living amongst us. Oh, see, but you might not even.
I don't believe they're here, man. I don't believe they're here,
They're here, fam. They're here, bro. The man that you said hello to down the street, he could be an alien, bro. You never.
No, I'm not believing that. Look how different we are to beings like animals that are earthlings still, like cows, dogs. Okay, I mean, dogs don't really exist, but like, okay, let's say wolves, for example, since they actually started off as wolves, big cats, like all these animals were so different to them, yeah. But you mean to tell me these aliens look like us or have ability to look like? I'm not buying that. Speaking our language,
we have no idea how developed they are, though. They can be super developed to the point where they can pick up a language like just like, have you noticed, this is like kind of related to this, but there's like a Elon Musk has a pattern out for a chip, like some chip that you can put inside you, and like you can be connected to your phone. So if you lost your phone, you can just like sense where it is. You can like, it's everything. You can never forget anything, because like when you just need to remember something, you'll remember it. Like, if someone speaks to the starting line, we just can just respond straight away. Like, do you get, like, that kind of stuff? So, like, they might have stuff like that already. So they could just come over and be crazy in advance and just over.
What? As in, like, this nigga will put a chip in your head?
Yeah, it's like it's a thing, yeah. And he wants to get to the point where, like, because obviously, you know how you can't, people are paralyzed.
Yeah.
Their legs. You know, it's usually because their brain can't fire signals or whatever. Yeah, he's trying to, he wants that chip to be able to do that. So people that can't walk right now, can be able to walk again and stuff.
That's how they're gonna start controlling Mandem, you know. Would you get it? Say it was like
probably not. Because I don't feel like I need it, but it'd be kinda mad. Because imagine your phone, you'll never ever be able to lose it again because that's part of you. How bad imagine some random person that you don't even know. Imagine we go to like Germany tomorrow and you're just busting out Germany, you understand everything you're saying. That'd be kinda sick. It's mad because they're kinda controlling you. But at the same time, it'll be mad.
Wait, are you trying to say you can learn language for a chip?
No, you don't need to learn because that's got it's like having like the internet in your head. So like, if you just think of something, it sends to your brain. So if you think of like, how do I say this in Japanese? It will come back to you quick. Like it will come to you like a thought, and you'll just say it. Do you get me?
Nah, that's just part of your brain. Be real, man.
No, it's not, bro. It's not there. This is years and years now. Not in the future. This is just like that's like the end game. He started. They're working now. Like,
they'd have to understand how and where memory is stored, and they don't have that yet.
I think it's possible. Maybe not in our lifetime, but I think some sort of version of that would definitely be possible.
Yeah. Once they learn.
But like, my point is, like, imagine there's aliens out there who have way more advanced than that. So they might just be monitoring us right now, just waiting for us to show. I don't know. Us to find them or something.
No, man, I don't believe they're real. Sorry, I don't believe it.
But like, if they were superior to you, maybe they are in plain sight. But because they're more superior than us, they like are like hide themselves or something. Like, I don't know. It's mad. Like, because the aliens could be stupid. Like, they could just be like, I don't know, fucking a bunch of pigeons living on another planet. Like, legit could be like that. They could be that low IQ, or they could be mad how they could be the same. Like, no one knows. That's the thing. Like, people just assume that aliens are going to be smart enough. So imagine we go to, let's say one day we go to like a different planet and there's people living there, but they're just like just a bunch of animals, or like they're like weird humans, but are like they're just like cavemen. I mean, man.
Mm, well, no. As in, why it can be either or. You're trying to say they can
there's
be
no, yeah, there's no guarantee that the aliens are more advanced.
Oh, Marley, yeah, true, say they could be,
but like in every film you watch, they're always mad crazy, but they could just be like random, they could just be animals.
You think so?
Could be, no, I don't know.
I don't know, man. I think they're advanced humans, bro. I don't know, man.
No, man. Because why?
What do you mean, why?
I don't think you understand the like, possibility for humanity to exist is in the first place. Like, the conditions from Earth caused us to become humans. Like, we're unique. Like, we'll have to be unique. Like, we are.
Yeah, but what is it? Does that mean nowhere else in the solar system has to be unique as well? Why does it only have to pertain to Earth?
No, but what I'm saying is that if there are aliens here, which I don't mind, they're not advanced version of us. Like, they're just going to be unique. Do you get what I'm trying to say? They're not going to have what we have and more. They're not going to be whatever humans have and more. Like, they're not going to be advanced versions of us. They're just going to be unique. Like, they're going to be completely unique. They're not going to think like us. They're not going to act like us. They're not going to do things we do, except for maybe like biological things like eat and sleep and whatever, because we're unique. Like, even animals.
Yeah, but like, we're not the end all. And you think it's like, you think humans.
No,
now,
but I think the point he's trying to make is like, you know how people, you know, in films, we watch alien films all the time, and there's like a very, like, they try to guess what aliens do, but we have no idea. Like, we can't fathom that what they do because we've never seen one. So they could be just like different, to the point they do stuff that we don't even know what they are like. It's like a concept you can't gather, because we have no, there's no what's the word, precedent. So there's no like alien. We've never seen an alien, so we have nothing to base it off. It's just imagination.
True. You know, bull. You're spit. You know, you're spit stuff. So, but no, but I would like to think they're advanced, isn't it? I would like to. I personally just Lord.
I don't know,
because I don't believe. I don't believe we are the end will be as humans as we are now. Like, there ain't no extraterrestrials that are more advanced than us. I don't think we are it. Like, do you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
So again,
in what ways though? Because advancement to us.
I mean, intelligence. What does that mean? Biology. Like, I don't know. Like.
Yeah, true. Yeah, but like, okay, for example, how about if there was like an alien race out there that was like smarter than us, but they, I don't know, because they live, it's just a warp planet, they don't have legs or arms or something. And so like, in terms of like, they couldn't survive on our planet. So what's their intelligence isn't gonna help them. So I don't think so. Like, they might be different. It might not be comparable. Do you get me? Like, it might be hard to compare a human and alien, because alien might be so different. You can't really. It's like trying to compare, I don't know, like a football goalkeeper and a striker. Sometimes it can be hard because it's so different.
No, I know you're spirit. You know you're spirit. But you're saying there has to be one, or they can be intelligent, have no legs, and like, so what? They can't have, like.
No, it's just an example of something that they don't need, but it's like vital to us, like legs. But let's say and they might have, I don't know, like smaller heads or something, all of them, or bigger brains or something. Even I wouldn't necessarily mean that more advanced than us, because we use what we need to survive, and they're doing the same thing we're doing, just for different things.
So it might be spirits though. Am I asking what you're gonna say?
Even the planets that they're on will have different gravities to us and stuff like that. Like, for all we know, they could come to this planet now. You'll easily be able to tell, because they're not used to the gravity or the air that they're using to breathe. Like, bro, like, for aliens to come here, yeah, you have to tell instantly, man. Like, I can't, there's no way something from our space.
Yeah, but the point is, if they've been here for so long, how would you know? Let's say they've been here before us. Let's say there was aliens for humans.
I don't mind that.
And they, let's say they've been living in the ground, or let's say they've been living in.
Well, we just don't know this man. So you can come to the point where you can believe they were here before us, but as of like now, you can't fathom that. How's that make sense?
It don't make sense for aliens to have come here in the past 20, 30 years, bro. That don't make sense to me.
Well, you just said you. Dala, what did you just say?
I said they were here before. They were here before humans came.
Yeah, and you just said you agree with that.
Yeah, because that was billion. Well, no, not billion. Millions of years ago, bro.
Aliens
have been here for millions of years. Obviously, I won't be able to know. I'm 22, bro. I won't be able to tell.
Bro.
You weren't here millions of years ago.
I don't think aliens have come down like in a film where it's a big spaceship and it goes to Big Ben and start shooting. Like, it's not going to be like that, bro. Like, if they're
you
coming,
don't?
They're
too... Are you sure?
Bro, that's too corny, man.
That's
a Hollywood film, man.
All right.
So you really think the only way aliens are going to come down is by coming down in like 10 ships and they're going to start beating people up and they're going to start. Where did you get that from? Where did that idea come from? Someone's made that up.
Movies.
Yeah, someone's made that up. Some guy just made that up one day. That's never happened. There's nothing to base off. He just made that
but why
up.
You're trying to exclude that as a possibility.
I don't think it's going to be like. My point is, I don't think they are how we think they are. Because of like the way we think aliens are. I think it's just different.
Would you chop an alien?
What?
What's wrong with this guy, man?
You can't procreate with some animals. How can you procreate with aliens?
Listen!
That's a procreate. Do you think Eddie knows to procreate?
What'd you say?
Marshall said you can't procreate with an alien. And I said, you think you have sex to procreate?
Yeah, you're not wrong.
That's crazy. Go anyway.
I was sick on, man.
Well... Nah, but like, what do you think?
That actually doesn't make sense.
Listen, okay. Let me add more stew to the sauce. Listen. Let's say alien, innit? So like, she looks like a human. She looks like a human. Relative to the, but just say she's an alien. That's it.
So if she looks like a human and everything, what makes her alien?
Huh?
What makes her alien then?
Like the fact that she's human, isn't it? So like she physically looks like a human, but obviously strip all that, like you know how they shapeshift and that, strip that, she's like some green thing, like some green.
But the whole time I'm with her, she's a human being.
Yeah.
So that's like any girl then. Doesn't make sense. Yeah.
No, but you know, but it's different. You know that she's an alien though.
Yeah, but she looks like a human.
Yeah. Am I speaking?
I mean, I don't. The first thing I think of wouldn't be to sleep. I'd be like, what the hell? This is mad. Like a whole alien.
Exactly. So would you still, like,
I don't know. I'd be very curious.
What's
an alien? No one's ever seen an alien before. I'm not going to just, that's history, bro. I'm in history books. I'm legit, like, you're going to learn that in school. I mean, no.
I don't know how what niggas gonna know about the first nigga that chopped the alien. What the fuck?
No. I didn't mean that. I meant in general, like, if I saw an alien in front of me, right? Like, they said, oh, yo, I'm an alien, and they proved they're an alien. No one I know has seen that. So I would obviously want to know more and still be like, oh.
Say if it's a female.
I don't know. It depends on what they look like. I don't know. What would you? I know you want to say, yeah.
Oh, that Chopalania.
Yeah. Of course you would, man.
Why not? I mean, if she could masquerade as a human, and I know it's a female, like, why not? Like, even if she was a female, but, like, she was, like, green and shit. Like, you know that, what's that thing in, was it Guardians of, what's her name?
The Galaxy.
Uh-huh, the green one. You know that green thingy?
Gamora.
Aha. Uh-huh. So you would have talked Gamora.
Yeah, she's a movie character.
You need
hope, man. Doctor, man.
So now on BD, you will say this, but off BD, you will agree with me. You're bitches. You, especially you, with your shovel chin. You, some Tandoori fam. You. Now, but real talk, though. You wouldn't.
Ed's. Bro.
Listen, God, just go with it, man. Listen to me, man.
I'm listening to you. Do I have to agree?
I'm not saying I agree. I'm asking you. I'm saying Eds. So give me a retort, then. Fucking hell. I'm saying Eds ain't a retort.
I'm telling you, absolutely not. That is a no-go zone. That
why?
Bro, what do you mean, why? This is an alien, bro.
Yeah, you could get anything. That'd be wild. Like, why'd you wake up and they said you were like, you got six legs on.
Anything can happen to you. You
don't that'd be so what, mad.
There could be acids in her body that just disintegrate. There's an unlimited amount of possibilities which could happen to you. In fact, why are you taking interest into being an alien in the first place? It's an alien. That's not a human, bro. That's like me asking, oh yeah, if a monkey was looking good, would you be a monkey? It's like, not worse, man.
That's wild though, man.
Yeah, Jimmy, nuts today, man.
Yeah, but that's wild though. You're talking about
you got some weird fetish, innit? You are such an alien mask and stuff.
But I swear you fuck now.
Okay.
What?
What we're not gonna do is lie to that level. Like that what's level of happening is not working here. You got up your game.
What's wrong with this guy, man? This guy's trying to get me cancelled, fam. Over nothing. Yeah, we're sick on.
No, but yeah.
But real talk, they are bad like our relationship. Real talk.
Yeah, that's nasty, man.
My life.
I don't have much stay on that. All I'm saying, that's nasty.
Nah, bro.
I'm disowning my kid if he does that, man.
So what? Say if you just comes to you. Oh, damn.
Yeah, that's not my kid anymore, man. That's not my kid anymore, man.
Bro. Oh, for another day, bro. That's a whole different topic.
Oh, shit. That would be funny, fam. Some black sheep.
No, bro. That's another day.
Oh, shit.
That is another day.
Oh. Have you, man, see that thing? That brother that got juked in Hyde.
Yeah.
He got tucked in, fam.
It's Pete, man.
Are you laughing?
What's your problem? What is your problem?
I'm not laughing. I mean, seriously.
Why did you have to say that?
Okay, he got stabbed numerous. He got stabbed multiple times. A guy hit him with a fishing pole. Like big metal poles. He got punched. Yeah, that's deep. That's too. That was messed up, man.
If you were there, would you have backed him?
Hell to the fuck no.
Hell no.
Yeah, you man are scandalous, so you would watch
kind of so a black would man you, would
what?
You?
See you, man, yeah. You man are funny. You funny.
Okay, just funny. Would you do it back to him?
Uh-huh.
Would you do it back to him?
My point is,
no, I have a question. Would you do it back
to him? My point is, can I spell my point? My point is, yeah, like, there was bare people there. And, like, the first thing they wanted to do was put out their cameras.
Yeah, but that's society today, man. That's messed up.
It's deep, man.
I'm asking again. Would you back to him?
Huh?
Would you back to him?
Well, why is that a question? I don't understand. What does that
mean? You asked me.
Huh?
You asked us, and he said, "Oh, I." So just say you would say you would have stood there and watched, like.
Whoa! But so you would have stood there and watched.
Kel, but I'm not sitting there.
I probably would have just cut.
Oh, God. He probably just cut. Nah, so what would you two have done then?
Just cut. Go home. What's worse?
So what would you have done?
I would have got help. I would have tried to get help.
Yeah, we'll go. Yeah. We'll get some.
No, don't go.
Nah, he's spitting. Hacky, he's spitting. I didn't think of that. I'm not
lying. No. You said, okay. Don't do it. Don't try to jump on his thing. He said his thing. You said you're bouncing.
No, you're not offline. So I said I'm bouncing, but he gave another point which I didn't think of. I was like, you know what, that's fact.
But that's not. But you're gonna try to jump on that as if that's something you would do. What you said that you're bouncing is initially what you were going to do.
Yeah, and now I've heard other things that I can do. I'll try to find some help as well. That's deep. You're getting stabbed up. That's not. I think you'd die.
But I'm not hopping in now. I'm not getting involved in that battle.
No way.
So you probably watch a black man just die.
And so would you.
No.
I just stopped that.
Huh?
What are you going to do about it?
See, this isn't about me, but this isn't about Ed, isn't it?
I'm in my jeans.
Yeah, you're
awful. Probably a white tee, white forces in Hyde Park. You want me to run in to a bunch of, 17-year-olds, apparently, and you want me to fight a man who's holding around samurai swords. 10 of them, yeah? 10 man with samurai swords. You want me to get involved? Absolutely not. I'm not touching a man who's got a samurai sword in his hand. I'm going to go the opposite way regardless, bro. I don't care who it is. I'm getting help other ways.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not trying to die, man.
Oh! You're here!
Yeah, that's what I would do as well. I would turn the other way.
You joke box, man. Shut up, man. 32 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, you're telling me, you want to do it. Let's introduce yourself, though, by the way.
Obviously, sorry I'm late, guys, but yeah, it's your boy Will's the engineer. I'm no longer injured. I'm up and I'm geared.
Where were you, big man?
I had to do some things in the office, you know what I'm saying? Obviously, big man. Then I had to do some things, you know what I'm saying?
Russia Revolution. All right, I see you.
Huh? So, man, saying that you were hopping on Zinks or that?
Zinks?
See, no one said that. Only you said that. Tell me what that means.
Sam man saying there's evidence you hopping on tables and that.
Tables?
In the bathroom.
Ed is saying you were hopping on tables.
Who's Ed, you bitch? Did I see it was me?
I think it wasn't you.
What, man jumped up for the vibes, all right, what?
Yeah, do your thing, man. The Russians flying their flag.
I was.
Yeah.
Would you back a man who's getting stabbed by 10 men?
I've already told Garney this, bro. If I was on balloons, bro, I would have looked back and I would have been like, oh, yeah. I would have carried on.
Dear always, man.
Man said you would have carried on. So you're
bro, the thing is, yeah, this is what I don't understand. It's there's cheeks in the park and you want to do all that. Come on, man. It's,
that's wild.
Well, sometimes, not everyone's a sex addict, bro.
Sometimes, huh?
Bro,
you don't have to be a sex addict to just chill with girls, though. But no, jokes aside, but like, it's like not every day you pass the pass or something. Sometimes take time.
Well, I think more for you.
No, like, it should never.
Them man decided to bring the legs out to hide. All days, hide.
There should never be an instance where you think taking someone's life. I bet whatever they were fighting over was not worth a guy.
It was probably over. Be honest.
Yeah, that makes sense, man.
Yeah, people, you're gonna stumble
people carry weapons on way too easily.
Also, do you know what I find mad? The footage, yeah, the camera quality is appalling. We're in 2021.
No, but I think like other bones in that, like as in like someone sent it to someone, and then someone sent it to someone else, and it's going down. Like the quality is going down.
I see someone that was recording it on their phone, on their story.
Oh yeah,
that's wild though.
Who was it?
Just someone on my Snapchat, bro.
Mm.
I have a lot of people on my Snapchat, bro. I don't know.
Alright, relax, man. My walls, what's wrong with you, man? Chill out, man.
This guy, chill out, man. You're actually an addict, man.
Relax, man. You don't even have to bring it up, fam.
Yeah. After.
Bleep.
You're a sicko, man.
But yeah, man. I don't like how the brothers are like this, bro. I see brothers stabbing brothers. I'm thinking to myself, like, you didn't have this much energy for the police, though, man. You didn't have this energy for the police. Like, the most they'll do is riot and stuff like that, but they don't have the balls to go and challenge policemen, go to the police department and demand for stuff. Like, yo, like, where's the justice and all that?
It's a messed up cycle as well.
They don't have like, the energy.
Because they kill someone and then one guy dies and another guy goes to prison. And his boys ride out, and then our family's just losing. Either losing people to death or to prison. Like, that's it.
Everyone that video is getting
murdered. Everyone, even if they don't get murdered, someone is gonna get conspiracy to murder, carrying illegal weapon. Hey, the years.
Like, give them life. Give them life, man. I'm tired of defending these little.
In itself, like, as in, you've got to go, like, obviously the cameras that were filming, cool, but then you got a nick pass. The actual CCTV cameras and then that circulate Hyde Park, and then you got it's all long, bro.
So obviously, when you see stuff like that, yeah, who do you think? I don't want to go down this road, innit? But obviously, it's BD, we have to go down this road, innit? Who do you think's to blame? Someone, because we see this too often. Who is to blame? Is it society?
Society.
Parents? Drill music? What is it?
Society and elders.
Well, as in the olders, as in what, older brothers?
Any older promoting that to the youth that's saying, road life and stuff. Anyone that's not doing it on anyone that's purposefully using young kids and brainwashing them to think that that's how you should live, and also society for like glorifying it and stuff. I listen to drill music, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not going to say I don't listen to it. That's cap. But I don't like, sometimes I feel like, especially with people who aren't from the end, because they listen to that music, it makes them want to live a life that the guy rapping doesn't want to live. He just had like, he just felt it like, that's his life. And the people, like, people were like glorifying, like romanticize it in something they want to do. And they'll end up doing something mad. And then they fuck the life up. Do you get me?
Because people don't care about you.
Like the guy, all them guys that stabbed him, whatever. If they go to prison, they're just a number. No one's gonna know their story. Like one of them could have had this, could have had that, could have like. But no one will know. They're just gonna be another statistic.
That's shit still. Yeah, what are you gonna say?
I think when I say you can't blame age as a factor, yeah, I mean this on all accounts. Let me tell you why. Because that's being used as an excuse too much for this stupid behavior. And these kids, yeah, that do stuff like this, they're growing up at 10 years to their age, they're still the same person. So now that the elders are now doing this type of behavior, it's just the kids, but 10 years later, they're not, like, you can't differentiate kids and adults. Like, that's that person. Like, you gotta give that guy responsibility. Like, you can't say, oh, he's a kid, the elders made him that way. Nah, man, that guy's that way because he's that way. I think we're doing too much where we're putting emphasis on elders and youngers, and he's just had a bad influence. Nah, the guy needs to take some responsibility.
I agree and disagree. But there's a reason why, like, you decided to pick up a knife and go do what you ever did. Something has led to that point. Do you know what I mean?
There are influences, but you can't blame you. Age cannot be a reason, bro. Like, you can't say one, he's old, and two, because it is the oldest fault for influencing them. But them olders are just kids growing up, bro. It's the same stuff. It's gotta be something bigger, like society, which I think it is.
Don't yeah, in 10.
I think it's society. I think society is being too nice to this. I think they're being lenient, man. I think they're taking away responsibility from them and blaming it on other stuff when they need to take responsibility for these things. Like, you need to take responsibility. And I don't think there's enough responsibility put on them. Too many excuses. Of course, it's happening to them more than others, so there are reasons involved, but you still got to give man responsibility because it's the lack of giving them responsibility which is also causing this. That's my point.
As in the lack of responsibility, as in to what? As in, like, that you give to them, or as in you're just talking in general?
I'm talking in general, but to them, like, especially. So when you say stuff like, oh, he does this because, oh, his mom doesn't help him, right? Or his teachers are doing this, or, you know, it's not his fault. That gives him the excuse to do these things, bro. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
First
thing that needs to be done is give man responsibility. Tell him straight away, like, this is you, like, this is your fault. Over anything, regardless of your circumstance, there are people in the same circumstance as you who are not doing this. So first of all, this is your fault.
No, you're right. But
there are influences. I'm not taking that away. I won't take that away.
Like, everyone forgets when you're a kid, you're like, before the age of 12, 11, you're very impressionable. So if... I'm not excusing these guys for doing what they do, but if they're a kid and older people influence them to do this, and they're trying to do it just to impress that person, to look up to them, and then when they're older, it's really normal to them by that time. So that's the point I'm trying to make. Like, they probably are like 19, 20, they've been doing it for so long that it's got to the point where, like, that bringing life is a normal thing. Stabbing someone is a normal thing. So that's why it's like messed up, do you get me? Because I think older people, instead of telling them not to do that or to, like, stay off the road or just go to school, whatever, they'll encourage this behavior. Because they had to make themselves money or whatever and ruin that kid's life pretty much. Because I'm not saying that the kid is some breaking up some sheep. But bro, if you're everyone here, when you're in like your 6 or 7, if a guy in your 11 that seemed cool to you started saying this, you'd do it, bro. Like, I wouldn't do it, but like, you'd be wanna. Do you get me? Like, a lot of people our age would be like, oh yeah, I'll jump on that.
Okay, but let me ask a side question for you, Dollar, then.
Go on.
Do you pick your role models?
Yeah. Yes, I know, actually. In life, you get given a certain number. I think you get given role models, like, naturally. Like, maybe, I don't know, your older cousin, like, you lived with, like, a long time, or your older brother, or your dad, or your best friend at school. But when you get to, I feel like the older you get, the more, like, with me, the older I've gotten, and the more of me I've become, like, the more of myself I've become, my role models have changed, like, to fit who I want to be. So I look up to people for different reasons. Like, do you give that makes any sense? But yeah. I have role models that aren't even, like, related to me. Just, like, people I've known for a long time that are doing this and just inspired me to do that. But some I didn't pick. Some I did choose. But some were just natural from my whole life. So my point was, if one of the... Let's say I grew up with an older cousin who was on GBG, but he was, like, some GBG that was, like, trying to get me into what he was doing from the age of, like, 11, 12. And I saw this guy every day or, like, every other day. Like, I'm not saying I would become a gangster, but because I look up to this guy and he's the only guy I'm seeing older, and I'm seeing what he's doing at 20, and I'm like 11, 12, I might think, oh, that's what 20-year-olds just do. I'm not, if that makes sense. Like, obviously, that's not saying go stab someone, but that plays a big part, I think. And I feel like it is your fault. It's definitely your fault, but it's kind of peak because the older already knows that if you go to jail, they don't give a fuck. They're just going to discard you. And kids ruin their lives from that stuff. But another side thing, because before I let you lot go, I think being raised in households where you don't talk about stuff is a big thing. Or like households where it's just, I know, African households where they like are just bare strict, but they don't really, there's no emotional support, there's no emotional availability. Nah, so these guys might search for that on the streets, on the roads, with people who are going to show them love. But these guys are like bad guys, but they're manipulating you and using the fact that you don't have anything. Your dad will tell you to slap you up if you just were bad, instead of telling you what's right and wrong. So these guys are even teaching you right and wrong kind of thing, and then mess there, skewing your vision. So it's hard to get out of that. Like, I can imagine it's also difficult to break out of that whole cycle. Of course people do, because like, a lot of people are raised on the block and are normal guys, but I think there's always a story behind the person that makes any sense. Like, I don't think we would just wake up and kill. I always think there's something there to it. I'm not saying that's an excuse, but it's still your crime. You should be punished like equally. But yeah, that's my point.
But are you then saying that some people don't even know what they're doing is wrong?
I'm saying then they know it's wrong, but it feels normal to them. Their reaction to it isn't what it should be. Like a guy will kill someone over weed, and instead he won't feel the remorse of killing someone. He will just do it because he just saw it as a job, because that's what they do. He's like normalized. If that makes sense. So he knows it's wrong. He knows it's wrong. He knows it's wrong. He knows it's wrong. But he looks at it the same way I look at it when I do a bet. No, that's not wrong. Like, when I smoke a cigarette, do you get me? That kind of wrong. Like, I don't really care, but I know it's wrong, but I don't really care.
Like, oh, it's things, yeah.
Yeah, blemish, yeah.
I don't smoke cigarettes. That was an example where you guys look. Everyone here smokes cigarettes, but for me.
Okay, whoa. Hey,
exactly,
hey,
exactly. Don't
hey,
do that.
Hey, my friend, don't put
don't that. Do that don't, put, don't do that,
then.
Don't do that.
Hey. Yeah, my revolver is right here. Should I start spraying? Relax, man. Yeah, chill out. Chill out, man. Hey, no, you're on this cannon, you know? What's wrong with you?
Woz.
Yeah.
What do you think, man? What do you think on the matter?
With me, I see what you're saying, but I don't know. It's a hard thing. It's a hard thing because even like seeing it on the ends, it's a bit like the kids are kind of like given a hand and they just got to deal with it. Like they're dealt with the card of life, and it's not fair.
Yeah,
but no, but like, I think, yeah, but like, man, them have grown up in ends and that like, they don't want to kill no one, so it's like, I can't,
like, man, them feel, like, yeah, but I know, yeah, but, you know
what I mean, man, I'm not, like, yeah, no, but I like, can't co sign, I can never get behind this is my environment and this is why I went, like, no, it's not, because there's men that have grown in that exact same environment, like, exact same conditions, pretty much the exact
what, same. What did you do? You know.
Wait, who's co-signing this?
My response to you is, I'm saying, like, yeah. if the people who run the area or whatever area this is, they actually cared about giving kids something to do outside of school, for example, like, I don't know, play football or help them with their studies and stuff. Yeah, I'm just saying, stuff like that, surely that will help rather than giving this kid a gram of weed and saying, shut up.
But we can't look for, why are you looking for other external things to help the situation that you're in? I don't understand.
Because they're kids, bro. The hell? They're still kids. People forget
is it,
that.
Is it, I don't want to be that. Is it the council? Is it their duty, though? Is it their duty?
No, I'm talking people from the block. I'm talking people from the block. Just random, like, people who grew up on the estate. Like, if I'm 30, I will always want to help the kids on my estate because they came from where I came from. So I'm not going to, I'm not obligated to do that.
Why do you feel that you have an obligation to do
that? It's not an obligation, but I would do it because I'm not a bad person. I would do it rather than giving this guy a lick and saying, shut up for me.
No, I agree. I agree with that. But you're saying that even if you're just saying, oh, you want to.
It's child grooming. Taking advantage of like 10, 11, 12 year old kids. Making them shop for you, so that way, because you know when they're like 20, 21, they're gonna do whatever you say. That's child grooming, bro, and that should be a crime.
But some of the, as you said, Edwin, as you said, cancel, like, some of these things ain't, like, they're not there anymore. Because, like, when man was younger, the youth clubs used to be there. You would take us off ends, like, go trips, and
exactly.
Like, I used to see things that I've never thought I would see. But them hours off the estate, or who knows, for some other man, that would have saved their life.
That it opens your eyes as well. Like, if someone who only ever seen the state his whole life goes to like a nice part of town or goes to somewhere like they can aspire to go to, that gives them a thing to grind for, to dream for. If this guy's on the state every day, he's got nothing to see. All he's seeing is the block. That's it. You got to show people how to better themselves. You get me? Rather than send them to the wrong path, because I wouldn't have a problem if people just left them alone. But the fact that people are out here literally making sure that they're on the wrong path is messed up to me. That's what I'm like.
Yeah, but with the olders doing that, as you said, yeah, I feel like they've all got the same mindset, but they're in like different hierarchies of life.
No, I agree. They're only doing it because that's what the olders did to them. And that's the mindset, isn't it? Like, they're just doing what was done to them. They probably started young as well. But it's just wrong. It's still not right. Like, it still is wrong. That cycle needs to break. Like,
there's external influences though, man. Mad.
Like what?
Like, what, the government not even helping? Like, even if it's
why
a bit
is
of...
it a government?
It's not a government thing, but the point I'm trying to make is there are things that are going to make you less. There are things that are going to make
you We'll say.
So how do you expect this to move without government funding? Because no nigga from the block by himself can move or do stuff without the government. You can't get a youth club without the government's permission.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you can't move forward without the government's permission to even get youth clubs, to even get a help, like a service to come in and be like, yo, this is the route you can take. You're going to need the government. So you saying, oh, man don't need... How do you expect...
You want the government to parent your kids.
I'm not saying parent the kids, because what, David, I don't know, whoever from the Conservatives... All I need is funding. Am I going to expect him to be there? Of course he's not. But it will be people from, like adults from... Well, you can say ends, because most of our youth leaders were people from ends. But you still need like the government funding there to even change. And that, because you can see it from the years that all the youth clubs were running, and then the cutbacks and the government cutbacks, that dropping off... has a major effect on
me. So you think that dropping off of the lack of youth clubs has contributed to
100%. That's not even a question. Just the lack of drop off of youth clubs, of taking the kids off ends for even a few hours, is contributing to what's happening now. Because back then, bro, what, there's 3 estates around this one youth club that I used to go to. Yeah. If that weren't the case, then we would never know each other. There probably would have been a problem over here. Because that's 3 estates. So we're crossing and then linking up. But now the youth clubs were there. Everyone knows each other. And then we can take it back to even like the whole football thing. The whole, let's say, Kicks, for example. There used to be one in Southfield.
Yeah.
really and truly, most of Wandsworth knows each other because of that place there. If it weren't for Kicks in Philly, then most of us wouldn't know each other. But because that, bro, niggas know at least 100 men, maybe even more, because we used to just go link up kickboarder and what, there'll be like what, roughly 100 kids a night, maybe even more. So with this whole cutback, it is a well, I'm not saying I blame it on the government, but there's parts of the government and other things. Obviously, there's other external. But yeah, man.
Nah, it's mad, man. Put down the knives, man. Put down the knives, man.
No, 100%.
Put down the knives, man.
Nah. I generally hate it, but.
No, this is dumb. But anyways, yeah. Would you say you would fight more if you knew that person didn't have a knife? Or do you have that? Do you even have that in your mind?
What is it? What, you're asking me or you're asking Marcel?
In general. Like, would you say you would have had more fights knowing that that person didn't have a knife? Or
nah, because I never got, like no, because, like, any script, like, that you, me, or anyone else would get into, we don't know that person, whatever he's got. But obviously, it's just a man thing, isn't it? So it's like, so you just go, and then whatever situation occurs from that, because you never really, because you'll never know whatever this brother has or doesn't have in it. You'll just know it's a thing. So if a brother, like, say for instance, if a brother slaps you, yeah, or just on roads, and you know he's got a knife, is that going to stop you from retaliating, or are you just going to walk away? Like, do you know what I mean?
If I know he's got a knife.
Yeah, say if you know he's got a knife. But this thing is just...
Yeah, it was, but you would think twice, 100%.
But what, so what? So, like, what, so you would just walk away, or, like...
Probably, yeah. Probably just walk away.
Yeah, I don't know. What about you, what,
speaking of hindsight, I'm saying... Well, if he slapped me?
Yeah,
slapped him. Oh, I know. These knives are getting bigger these days, you know. Well, it is one.
No, but I don't. I'm not saying you walking away is the wrong thing. I'm just trying to bring it into an example, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Probably walk away, bro. Can't be honest.
Mm. Ross, what about you?
Bro, you should know by now, man. I'm not scared to. I don't fight people, bro. I don't fight people. The only time I ever fight is when I see a bully, and that's when I'll be like, okay, cool. Let me step in. Stop the bully, and then I won't even do a thing where I beat up the bully, or even if I wasn't strong enough, for example, yeah. But I have no problem with walking away. So if my man has a knife for me, that's not about question. I'm not even getting involved. I'm not involved.
So you don't even. I shouldn't laugh, but when you make it, when you drop it, it makes me laugh. But like, you see, you're not even. It's not even getting into that altercation is not even in your mind.
Nope. So that's right, bro. Let me tell you obviously most people know about the story, innit? So when I was in, yeah, and there was one brother who was older, and he tried rob me for my stuff. I was just like, nah, bro. We fought for a whole, like, it was like 10 minutes, 15
oh,
minutes.
Oh, is that for? Oh, okay, we're gonna have to cut out someone's name, isn't it?
I didn't say names.
Oh, but I want to clarify this. But was it? Oh, I can't. You're gonna have to cut his name. Was it?
No. That's a different thing. That's a whole different thing.
Oh, see.
Wait, he tried to rob you?
No. Was it because it was the? It was the. Or was that another?
Yeah, that's a different story.
That's a different thing. Oh, okay, cool. All right, cool. Edit it. Forget this one then. Go on.
Yeah. But anyway, no, I'll get into that later. But actually, that's tough to bring up, actually. But anyway, let me go back to let me finish the story real quick.
Yeah.
So anyway, the man tried to rob me for 10, 15 minutes, yeah. And I was like, I wasn't having it. Like, he wasn't that much stronger than me. Like, he was a bit weak, actually. He punched me once or twice, grabbed both of his arms to stop him punching me. So now we're just holding each other now, because I've got his arms, but I don't want to fight him. I just want him to go. So I was like, all right, bro, I come on a peaceful thing, no beef in it. He's like, no, give me your stuff. I was like, nope. I let go, yeah. He let go, and then he tried to rob my boys. Obviously, you got to blare these names out. Obviously, all of them, man. He tried to rob all of them, man. Obviously, I can't let that happen, innit? Because them man was shook, like, bro, we're 15 men up. oh, 10 man up, and this is one guy, and man them were shook, had their back against the walls. So it's just me. It's just me in it. So obviously I grabbed them now. I'm like, nah, you can't rob them, man. He's like, say no more. Then he tried to rob me again. And then it was literally just back and forth, up until this brother was like, okay, say no more. If you're going to move, man, I have to back out the knife. I didn't even want to question whether he had a... Rationally, I thought, he does have a knife. This has taken over 20 minutes. Bro, I didn't even think about it. I said, what you want? He said, give me anything you have. My phone, I had a broken phone on the internet. Thank God. Obviously, my older cousin, he taught me, like, bro, if you got a broken phone, and if you got a broken phone, just keep it on you just in case you get robbed, innit? I said, calm. I said, cool. Went into my bag, gave him the phone now, and then we dipped. He came back later, like, is the phone working or not? Like, the phone seems broken. I was like, no, it works. You just got to get a new battery. The battery's dead. He said, okay, cool. And he dipped. I never saw my man again. Moral of the story is, bro, he had a knife on him. He said he had a knife on him. Man, bro, I gave him that shit ASAP, man.
You weren't even going to play with your life like that.
Nope. Didn't even want to question it. He said he had a knife. I said, cool. I had equipment on me to deal with situations like these. But even if I didn't have that broken phone on me, I would have gave him my phone. I would have gave him my phone. I'd be like, yeah, cool, take it.
Shit, man.
Yeah. But back to the thing you just mentioned from before. That's a situation with the... You see, when we came back, we was in school, man was up against the wall. Obviously, I'm trying to not say names. Man was up against the wall. And obviously, I came in and I punched him and then I ran. That's a situation what I would do, like, and I'd get involved, I'd stop the bully, yeah? And I hit him, man. And then, obviously, I'm not trying to fight him. I'm not going to lie. I knew I was stronger than him. I knew I was stronger than him, but I don't want to beef him. Like, I'm not a bully like that. I just want to stop bullying. So that's why I ran away. I ran away after. And obviously, he didn't even want to fight me after. He just was beefing anyone. So
if
that happens, obviously, I stopped the bullying. But obviously, I take myself out of the situation, I swear. Because I'm not someone who likes to beef and fight and assert dominance. Like, that's not who I am. That's not me as a person.
Oh, man, this episode will be funny for me.
Oh, because I remember it. Man, they were chasing him. He turned back. Woo! Oh,
and then someone started running to me. Hey, we don't get to talk about that. Let's not talk about that, man. Hey, yo, fam. Yo. Hey, Amos.
Yeah.
You had a very little conversation.
Yeah, but I'm trying to figure out who you're talking about. Are you talking about...
Oh, God.
I've got two names.
You're in production anyway, go on.
What?
Nah. Yeah.
But then who ran to Miss... Fucking hell. <man. laughs> Runners off.
Oh, look at that. Yo, we don't control that language, bro.
Where was... in the playground at the time?
I think she was on, the tech block, old tech block,
yeah,
the stairs going in. So you're going in, so it's cocked in there. Apparently, we saw it, like, he just ran to her, innit?
What, he ran to tell her, oh, my man's getting smacked?
No, No. So, we ain't got too much time anyway. But, like, so obviously, like, what Boston had a situation, right to say, the brother that Boston had the situation with, tried to chase Boston, and I think everyone tried to go see it. The brother turns around. I don't know why he just picks out my man, didn't it? So, and then he's ducking. This guy is sprinting for his life. This guy is sprinting for his life, and then I don't know, and then he's like, and then he's just running, and he's just like, and then just runs behind her. I swear, and then just runs by and uses it as a shield type thing. Oh,
yeah. You man, have you heard about the man in China? He got the bird flu.
Nah, I ain't heard about that stuff.
The new bird flu, you got, there's a new contagious bird flu. And
oh, no, I have still.
fam. I don't want to, because BD might have China supporters in it, so I don't want to.
Don't make it. This is not about China, but
it is about
China. What people are saying online is this is what I don't agree with. People are saying Emin. People are genuine saying Emin off.
I think he has to be a sacrifice, though. I'm not trying to be that guy. But
I'm not gonna lie.
He might have to be a sacrifice, though. No.
Sacrifice. I say you quarantine the whole building, bro. No one leaves that building, and it just stays like that.
Is this a new strain of bird flu?
Apparently he's the first ever man to ever get this H19 whatever it's called. Oh. Bird flu thing. I say anyone who's in that building stays in that building. If they've left, bring them back. Anyone they've been in contact with, get in that building.
Nah, you might have to put them all on a t-shirt, man.
Obviously, you have to run tests and that. So, obviously, yeah, the quarantine thing works, but man, I have to run tests before we end.
You see my man in North Korea. I heard one brother got it one time, M'd him, straight bullet.
Yeah, I heard about that. That's fun. Do you agree with that? Do you think that's okay?
I'm not saying that, but there has to be a sacrifice, man. I'm not. It's got to be a sacrifice.
I'm not saying that.
I've been out for two summers, fam. I don't know about inside.
Exactly, bro.
So what are you doing then? Don't say sacrifice. How would you deal with the problem?
I said you might have to talk about a t-shirt, man. That's what it is, bro. You might have to put on a t-shirt, man.
Obviously, you got to run the test first, innit, to see you are going. But just quarantine them, innit, away from people. No.
Of course, this quarantine thing don't work, bro. It don't work, fam.
Obviously, this is a mad hypothetical. There's no way it'll get to this stage. If it does, the whole world's crap. But let's say that this new flu goes insane, out of control. There's a new pandemic, everyone back into lockdown. You think we should do the same thing we did last time?
As in,
go back into lockdown, wait till it's safe, 4-stage plan.
No, that's long, man. It'll be survival of the fittest at that point, but.
Oh my god.
Survival of the fittest, man.
Survival of the fittest. Old people dying, bro.
Huh?
You're basically saying anyone above the age of 75 has to die.
What you're saying? Did I say that once? Have I said that once on Blood Diary?
Old people ain't surviving these viruses, bro.
And I'm saying, okay. What do you want me to do?
Oh, my God.
So what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do?
Bro, you're not being considerate because you're young.
Listen.
That's childish.
Listen, I didn't say no one has to. I just said we just live with it, and then survival. The strongest will survive.
You're 75, and this virus.
And comes, I guess I'm not the strongest then. Then put me on a t-shirt then. What do you need to do?
Oh my days! Say no more. All right, cool. If you genuinely believe that, come.
I don't mean genuinely believe that. It's all right. Cool. So you want to go into another lockdown stage 4? You want to do all that shit again?
I'd rather that than just basically M off anyone over the age of 75.
I never said M off. I didn't say M off.
That's M enough.
I said you just live with it, and then the strongest will survive.
Old people, bro. Old people.
But there's some strong old people. Why are you making it seem as if it's only old people?
Oh, okay, cool. So when the 200 old people survive, what now? You've got 200 people over the age of 75. What now?
The strongest one will survive, man. Anyway, man, it's what it is, man.
Oh man, bro. Wills, do you agree with my man?
Yeah, you're near. But you're saying obviously there'll be 200. Let's just say it, bro. I don't know, fam. Might have to do a shipment, Tink Storm.
Shipment
to where?
To one of these islands, bro. The world's big, you know.
So what? You put all the old 70 plus?
No. Island. No. Yeah. But obviously, it's a regulated island.
Like a resort type thing, yeah.
You could say that still. And obviously, we check up every now and again, but obviously, there's station nurses and whatnot running like tests and that. But yeah, that's me, innit?
So obviously, episode 6, you know where it is. Thanks for the support, love, and always. Hopefully, next week, we're going to be in the studio. Because this Agger thing, I don't want this to be a regular occurrence. I'm not going to lie for you. I really don't want this to be a regular thing. So yeah, apologies if the connection's ba-dum-ba-dum, but hopefully next week or the week after we'll probably be back in our regular scheduled studio. And obviously I'm EBSS. You know what it is.
MJCC, you know what it is.
Obviously it's your boy Dollar, D Bills, you know. And yeah, it's your boy Walls, the engineer, you know, wake up injured, get the engineered and pioneer the thing. You know what I'm saying? We don't pirate the thing, we gyrate the thing. Wee.
This guy's a fool. Did you do my man sign up?
yo, sign the thing up, bro.
Ah, wow.
Bow.